This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with nobody. My little brother Jeff is MIA.
Who are you calling a nobody?
Oh, well, I guess nobody on the show. It's regularly on the show. Well, you're regularly on the show, too. So I'm here with Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership. And we welcome you to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is our monthly downtown show, and you're going to have a great treat because what we're going to do today is actually walk down Congress Street with Michael Keith, who's the executive director of the Tucson Downtown Partnership, and we're going to have some fun talking about all the stuff going on in downtown Tucson. But before we do that, we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to the grand old program on iTunes. Today, from 1 to 5, at 29th in Columbus, the Tucson Arts Brigade is putting on their annual 9-1-1 Day of Arts Service, a time to remember and serve. They're going to be working on some mural projects, some revitalized and clean, an overpass mural and surrounding area in the area of 29th and Columbus Boulevard. If you would like to participate in that this afternoon, go to TucsonArtsBrigade.org for more information. Third Thursday, September 19th, at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, we will have the third Thursdays at the Botanical Gardens. This month, they're going to have lots of fun stuff going on. They have musicians, artists there. The music group is Mustang Corners. We have lots of artists, including Marta Greci, Leticia Green, Julia Miller, all sorts of fun local and national folks extolling the joys of their art over at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. The Arizona Underground Film Festival is starting soon, September 13th through the 21st, over at the Screening Room. And we're actually going to try and get those guys on next week or the next couple weeks to talk about all the fun stuff there. And I believe there's a zombie double feature.
It kicks off with a horror double feature.
A horror double feature. How much fun is that? September 21st, Casino Night at the Arizona Historical Society building on 2nd Street. And this is a fundraiser with the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation. $75 gets you in the door, and that includes $50 worth of chips to play with and earn more money to get silent auction gifts.
Ooh.
Lots of fun. The last thing we have on the community calendar for us is the Tucson food trucks. We keep on mentioning them. Look for them all over the place, here and there, everywhere. But on October 5th, there's going to be an art walk and food truck event downtown, sponsored by WAMO, which is the Warehouse
Arts Management Organization.
All right, Caitlin. So Caitlin Jensen, who is our friend of the show, partner with the Tucson Downtown Partnership. What's going on with downtown?
Oh, so much. We just had Good Oak Burger open up the street, or Good Oak Bar, excuse me. They're rocking and rolling over there from the guy who brought you Diablo Burger right next door to the Rialto Theater.
Very nice.
So that's been a lot of fun. I think two restaurants have opened since I've seen you last, that and St. House, both fantastic.
Yes.
And we're thrilled. And then we have so many events coming up. The weather's cooling down. Everybody's coming out to play. It's so much fun. This weekend, of course, is 2nd Saturdays, and that is, who do we have? I think we have like Cirque Roots Production, Carolyn Martin, Last Call Girls, all kinds of really good stuff.
And
of course,
all the usual activity along Congress Street.
All the usual free, family-friendly activity, which is always tough to say, but it's true. So we'll have all of that down along Congress Street. It'll be a lot of fun all night on Saturday, as always. Then the coming, or same weekend actually, we have Access Tucson, our great community television station, will be selling off these beautiful terrazzo tiles for $20 a pop at Terrazzo Palooza. So head on over there if you want.
A $20 tile, will they sign it? Will it come with some kind of certificate of authenticity?
They're a nonprofit. They'll probably do almost anything.
Okay, for
$20. You know how it is. Yeah,
Show up with $20 and you get what you want.
Show up with $25. You never know what might happen. Things could get crazy. So coming up, that's also the start of the Arizona Underground Film Festival. All kinds of great music in downtown coming up this week. And then in the future, we have two really fantastic, hundreds of really fantastic events, but two that I want to mention. One is a Your Health, Your Planet at the Fox Theater. Really cool speakers coming. Tickets are not expensive. If you have time, if you want to go, go, please. And then the following week, on the 27th, this is cool. Okay, this is the 97 Wildcats Championship game.
Oh, no, I don't want to sit there and just watch the stupid game over again.
Okay, well, first, they're rebroadcasting the game. That's cool. Doesn't that make you feel happy every time you watch it?
Well, it does make me happy, but,
watch that wonderful game.
I want an event. Remember
that feeling. I mean, that enough is worth the $25 for a ticket, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll agree with you.
But if you get Miles Simon, Bibby, pretty much every player
Sean
from
Elliott,
that team. Sean Elliott,
Steve Kerr,
everybody
Lute
on
Olson
that team,
maybe
except
up.
For maybe a few. Lute Olson is confirmed.
Okay,
he'll
now
be
you're
there.
Talking about an event.
Okay. They will all be there. They will all be offering live commentary on the game as you go through it. They'll pause the game and they'll say, this is what I was thinking at this crucial, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So that'll be tons of fun. You got $100 you want to spend on this? That'll get you VIP access so you can hang out with all of the players and the coach before the game.
Wow.
So not a bad deal. That's September 27th. Even better, this is all a fundraiser for the Primavera Foundation.
That makes it even better.
And the Blair Foundation, which are both doing amazing work in our community. So get out there, support the U of A, and support these great charities.
Cool. So, Caitlin, thank you very much. In a few minutes, we're going to be walking down Congress Street with Michael Keith and Downtown Tucson Partnership. Stick around. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
So we're out here on 6th Avenue, just across from the Ronstadt Transit Center, the home of the former home of the hardware store, Family's Hardware Store, and we're with Michael Keefe, and you were just telling me that this property just to the west of the Transit Center is going to go under the knife soon.
Yeah, the Babdoub family from Nogales just purchased this building for $1.3 million, 17,000 square foot building.
It's pretty nice
size,
too.
Yeah. And it was an old hotel, very fancy in its day, that's seen better times. But they're planning a complete renovation of this building outside and inside. They're going to do Class A office space upstairs and improve the retail experience along the street here. And this is huge. This is like the Chicago store on that same scale.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, right now it's not all that fancy. I mean, there's a couple little detail pieces, but it's not anywhere near the glory it used to have.
No, in the 1917 photo, this was exposed brick, had beautiful detailing over all the windows. And if they do this, this is going to be a significant contribution to the historic inventory down here.
Well, this is one of the things that I think people, other people than you, are not paying attention to, is the fact that you have a family coming in, paying at the minimum, they're starting at $1.3 million. They've talked about making another significant investment, because bringing something back to its original historic facade is not chump change.
Right.
I mean, we're talking potentially a couple more million dollars.
Here we are.
And so, people aren't going to invest this kind of money in a dead downtown.
They're not. If there isn't an upside, they don't perceive there to be an upside, they would never take the risk.
Yeah, I mean...
But other people are clearly seeing that we've only just begun down here.
That's right. That's right. So we are continuing our walk along the downtown with Michael and seeing what else is going on. Okay, and speaking of our the old family digs on 6th Street here downtown, the Ronstadt Transit Center, which actually there's this huge document that exists when they took the building down and did a historic an asset inventory kind of thing. They found in where there was an old outhouse and there was like a pocket watch and some glasses and a gun, and obviously nobody wanted to go after those.
One of your relatives, I presume.
Well, no, it probably predates the buildings. But you know, one of the cool things about the transit center is the brick facade is actually created out of the bricks from the old buildings.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. And you know, for its day in 1991, this was sort of a state-of-the-art downtown transit center.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I understand that there's some big request for proposal, which we call an RFP, that's been laid out for something going on down here.
Yeah, the short version is that the city was going to put up a portion of this site for a settlement. It was negotiating with the Dallas Pension Fund over the property that was out on Painted Hills. Kind of a long story, but the short version is they're actually going to contribute the first one-third of the site to that settlement, which opened the door for larger discussion. If you're going to do that, and even though those discussions are not going to go forward, why not look at the entire site from Congress all the way to the railroad tracks, including
right.
taking over Pennington, the parking area where Matt and Publishing parks,
right.
and rethinking the entire transit functions, incorporating bike peds, zip cars, pedicabs into a newly realized
like
transit center.
A true transit hub.
Which is happening across the country, and then integrating mixed-use housing, open space, retail, maybe even some office into the site.
Okay, this is one of my dreams, and maybe it should be mandatory as part of the RFP. But I want to see a Ronstadt True Value Hardware or Ronstadt Ace Hardware on this site somewhere.
Well, I can't speak for who might be the eventual developers, but I'm sure that can be conveyed over beers with whoever the successful bidders are.
Yeah, I can tell you, that's the history of this community. A lot of this stuff has been done over a couple
with
of
alcohol.
Cocktails. Yeah.
As nothing important should be done
sober.
Yeah, sober. But what an opportunity. I mean, this is a 4-acre parcel.
If you
can imagine outdoor spaces, interactive water features, housing, cafes that come out into patios, full of bikes and walkers and shade and all that, and this modern transit function that does, you can have bike lockers and bike repair in there and
right.
bike corrals and
maybe a compressor.
These cars that you just share, rent for a while and bring back again, which is happening all over the place. Bike share programs where you can rent a bike. All of that could happen in a new air-conditioned transit center that would serve the entire community very well.
Yeah, you know, I love bicycling down downtown, and unfortunately, I got dressed ready to come down here on my bike, and my son called up and needs me to do something with him this afternoon, so my bicycle dreams were dashed. But one of the interesting things is that you look at the transit center as we are, and it doesn't look that big.
Right.
But when you think about downtown, you think about dense development. But you don't realize that there are actually a couple areas where there are some of these larger footprints that provide a lot of opportunity.
Well, thank you for the segue, because we just completed a report on every lot downtown that could still be built on, and that's not even buildings that could be built over. Ready for this? 60 lots, a total of 18 million buildable square footage could be built on those 60 lots.
18 million?
For a total investment value of $3 billion. We've seen $250 million put in the last 5 years downtown. That's like nothing compared to the $3 billion upside if all these lots were developed to their maximum capacity.
And the reality is that you got people lining up to come down here.
So far, yeah. As we just saw on the sale of this building right here, the Arizona Hotel you were talking about. But we're going to send that message out, but we're just starting. And we could be on a roll for another 10 years because, believe it or not, you don't see it when you drive down here, but there's that much land that could be developed for housing and retail and markets and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, truly it is just beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's all in relative terms because back in 1999, when we started, you know, the Rio Nuevo stuff with the state legislature, you know, we kept on telling people, look, you're not going to see anything sexy for at least 15, 20 years. And here we are about 15 years later, and all the sexiness is starting to come out. And it's just, you know, it began 15 years ago.
Right.
But it's continuing, and now all the really cool stuff that people can actually see and enjoy is starting to pop up, and it's just going to get better.
Yeah, and, you know, Rio Nuevo did a great job of putting the word out there, creating a vision for downtown that this, everything we see that's happening is possible with just a little bit of seed money. And they were a little ahead of their time, as it turned out, and we had a real estate crash and, you know, management questions. But
yeah, there were challenges.
There were challenges. But having said that, everything that they actually, if you go back and look at their literature, what you see is what they were proposing was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You know, even without the big public works projects.
Yeah. You know, Michael Crawford was famous for saying that, look, we're just setting the table here.
Yeah.
And that was back in, you know, the late 90s.
Yeah, they did.
And here we are. It's
here
great.
I know, we're right on the verge here.
Yeah, so cusp. The cusp. Yeah, so here, we're going to continue to walk on. I see across the street is
we want to talk about the Chicago store because that's the great model for this building that was just purchased by the Deaf Dubes. This was done through our facade program.
Well, I was more interested in Crescent Tobacco Shop.
Oh, wow.
So I think we need to pick up a cigar and walk around with
going.
A cigar.
Yeah, okay.
No, but you know, the Chicago store is beautiful.
Oh, what a job. And what a collection of heroes that came forward and made this happen. The family had to step up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And put up more than $90,000 of their own money into the midst of all the construction that was going on. And they were hit very hard by loss of business here. And they had to be convinced that they were making the right move. The partnership put up $90,000 through its facade program. The community came out and volunteered several days, all of us on our hands and knees, scraping down this tile. A lot of people went to bat to try to find replacements for these glass transoms that had been damaged when a truck ran into the building.
Right.
They did a nationwide search to find the replacements. I mean, all these people came together to make this happen. The money came from the Tohono O'odham, who stepped up and said, downtown's important. Chairman Norris came from downtown and wanted to participate. So everything came together to make this happen. And look at this. I mean, this is just
it's gorgeous.
An icon for the street. And we do this other building down here on 6th, and we, you know, these are really significant improvements.
Yeah, it's gorgeous down here.
And we did the screening room back in 2009. That was also with facade money. And that one was brought back to its original facade, although it was brick at the time. They kept the stucco. But look at that movie marquee, and just a beautiful job. And one by one, each one of these things is reclaiming, you know, a once deserted street.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, putting a pretty face on a pig. I mean, these are being well used. We have the Arizona Underground Film Festival coming up at the screening room.
Right.
Obviously, there's a thriving business here at Chicago Store. We have, you know, businesses going in everywhere. We've lost a couple, but, you know, that's just normal attrition. But, you know, the guys who, men and women, like I'm thinking about Margot Susco at Hydra, who have seen the possibilities, who have believed in the vision, they're reaping the rewards now with this renaissance.
And that's a good example because it's right across the street from where we are at the Chicago store. But they've completely reinvented themselves. You know, a shop that used to be sort of known for its leather and studs gone mainstream, and they've got some beautiful stuff in there now, and they've been so successful, they're opening a second place down in Bisbee now.
Very nice.
And so what a turnaround for them, because they were virtually thinking of closing their doors not more than a year and a half ago.
Oh, I remember. I mean, Margot, I mean, she's smart. She's a great business person, and I remember she's always like, damn it! When is this going to change? And now she's really happy.
Oh, well, look at them. Look at the windows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're hip, they're cool, they're... Wow.
Yeah, and it's cool that her brother came back from Italy,
yeah,
and helping out.
He's been added a design touch that's really been impressive. And, yeah, all of a sudden, this whole middle here, Congress between 6th and Scott, which was deserted 5 years ago, you would come up to this intersection if you were coming up from Hotel Congress,
right,
at 6th and Congress,
right.
You would stop, you would look up, you turn around, you go back to Hotel Congress. You wouldn't take another step.
Right.
Now people flow all the way through the stone and never even think about it.
Well, and then there's shiny items down the way, like the Fox Theater marquee and other stuff that sort of calls you, beckons.
Yeah, there's a little wine bar coming in right here on the other side of Chicago store. It's in a real narrow little space there, and they're going to really do wine tastings and wine education and pair them up with small plates, but very modest little storefront. But these are the kind of really rich little infill businesses that give downtown's character.
Yeah, now we were told by a little bird that on the Rialto block we're going to see a butcher shop come in. So you have meat and cheese.
Yeah.
You got a wine shop down here. When's the farmer's market going to be here 7 days a week?
I don't know. Right now it's just Saturdays over
we need a green. Yeah, we need a green grocer now.
And Maynard's is redoing. So we'll walk over there in a minute, and we'll talk about it here in a second. But
great.
Wait till you see what they're doing over there.
All right, so we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back with Michael on Walk Around Downtown.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Okay, Michael, so we're back, and we're taking a walk around downtown Tucson with Michael Keith, who's the executive director of the Tucson Downtown Partnership. And we're staying in front of Sane House, but before we get to that, Congress is now wide open. It has been for a while, and the light rail tracks are in. What does this mean? What is this going to mean to the downtown?
Well, I think a lot of the investment you've seen in the last 5 years, particularly the last 3 years, $250 million of private investment, 160 businesses, is really a lot of it can be attributed to the fact that system was coming. The people wanted to take a chance on downtown, just needed that extra convincing that there was an upside. And because light rails have been so successful in so many communities around the country, they thought, hey, the vibe is right, the prices are right, and the fact that there's an upside with the light rail, let's do it.
Yeah, this is actually, I haven't fully drank the Kool-Aid. I think, you know, it's... You know, there's always a concern about the ongoing O&M system, and that's going to be a challenge down the line.
It is.
But it does add a really cool element to the downtown where you're actually connecting a huge population hub, which is the University of Arizona, down through this activity center and also residential area, which is the downtown.
Right.
And then you go all the way to the west side, and hopefully we'll see some really cool attractions down there too.
We will. And some people estimate 100,000 people that either live or work within a half mile of this 4 mile corridor. So that's pretty. That's 1/10 of the population.
Oh yeah.
And so I know this has been boo-hooed by some people, but and the costs are real concerns. I agree with some of those concerns, but this could turn out to be a major calling card for Tucson. You go to San Antonio and do the Riverwalk. You go to to Santa Fe for the plaza, but you may come here someday and just want to ride this 4 miles, because on it is almost every cultural activity that I participate in, either between the U of A sports or fine arts or museums or dining or outdoor festivals and events. Almost all of them occur. Yeah, probably a good 80% of them occur on this 4 mile corridor.
I was just going to say, off the top of my head, this is the cultural heart of the community.
Yeah, look at the university museums and all the way to the west side, things that are slated to come eventually on the west side. I mean, everything you can make a day or a week on this 4 mile corridor easily.
Oh, yeah.
And never see it all.
Well, you know, the cool thing is that it makes it a lot easier to be downtown, because you park somewhere far, far away, get on the light rail, ride it down here. Everything is easily accessible with a quick walk, or get back on the streetcar and, you know, get to somewhere else along the line. And it makes it just so accessible, easily accessible for anybody who always complains about, you know, we say this every month, 15,000 parking spots downtown, and people still say there's nowhere to park.
Right.
But, you know, there's going to be, you know, park and goes, and you just park your car somewhere else, and you're downtown having a great time.
Yeah, and people want to park within 5 minutes of where they're going. So in an urban center, you sometimes have to walk 10 minutes.
Well, you have to change your paradigm a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. You can't drive up to the door. But, the housing part's correct. I'm going to move into 1 East Broadway, where the Crane is, right behind the Chase Bank on Stone and Broadway.
Right.
They have 24 luxury apartments going in there. Exactly for that reason you just enumerated, is I'm going to get on here. I'm going to go up to University Medical Center and go see my physician. I'm going to stop at University and go to a basketball game in McHale. I'm going to come down, pick up some groceries, maybe stop for dinner at Caruso's, or come down here.
Anywhere on 4th, yeah.
Hit a bar and stagger home again and never get in my vehicle. My entire social life, really, is on this corridor. That doesn't mean that that's true for other people. But
we're talking about a lifestyle. I mean, somebody like, you know, you or me or Caitlin, you know, would love being in the heart of this activity center.
Right.
But for anybody else living outside of this area, you know, it's still for them, because it's where they can go and be entertained and have a great time.
Yeah,
if they don't want to live in the heart of this, I mean, it's going to be a, you know, some people say, oh, it's going to be a noisy mess. I'm like, yeah, that's what we want. But you can still come down here, see the symphony, the plays, you know, have a great night of dining, the museums, all the stuff is down here and it's all popping.
Yeah, you want that. You want culture, you want entertainment, but you really want community. You want to go, you want to be with other people, and you want to have an experience that when you go home you feel satisfied. And I can't think of a place that you have more added value to having that occur than downtown. If you come down here for dinner, you can go to an event or a movie or a music happening, or you can just window shop, or you can just people watch, or you can, I mean, the list here, you can go to yoga. There's a yoga right across the street, Yoga Oasis.
And that's a yoga studio.
It is. They have a location on Campbell and on the east side. But this place is packed. You see people all day long riding their bikes up and getting off and going in or walking over from work. You got the YMCA. You got 3-4 different workout fitness places downtown.
Well, there's Meet Me at Maynard's.
Meet Me at Maynard's.
Every Monday afternoon.
Every Monday. And the sidewalks are packed with people through the summer. Even it didn't seem to slow
down. No, it didn't stop me.
Good for you. All the bike events that come through here, we cannot put bike racks up fast enough. That's how many people are cycling into downtown. There goes one right there.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool. I mean, you have the Sacred Machine, Daniel Martinez Diaz, his gallery there. You know, the Pampered, or the what is that? The Pantry.
The Forbes Architecture has a shop in the front there. Yeah, Perfect Pantry is on the other way. But
yeah,
you look down the street where you can see this garage at the end of the street down here. That's Daniel's work down there. You can see that.
And he also did the stage inside Club Congress.
Yeah, but he also did all that new stuff at Phoenix
International Airport.
No, we don't talk about that.
Oh, we don't. Okay, yeah, sorry, Phoenix. You can see, we'll get down there in a minute, but you can see the housing above that garage.
Oh, yeah.
And at the base where you see those pillars, there's three more restaurants going into that space. We'll talk about it when we get down here.
Great.
But you know, we're right here at St. House. You want to yak about this?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So we are at St. House.
Yeah. So this is Travis Reese and Nicole Flowers' latest effort. They're the ones that opened up 47 Scott in May 2010. They were one of the first quality restaurants that set up down here. And now their new concept here is a huge space, Caribbean-based foods with a rum theme. They have all these rum drinks, and a lot of the foods have got rum bases to them, and this brilliant sort of mid-century modern decor grafted onto this nouveau Caribbean cuisine. this is a really, really fun spot.
Yeah, you know, there's this. It's getting going. Down on 6th Avenue, just north of the underpass, is the Tap and Bottle. Tap and Bottle.
Yeah, one of the most relaxed, unpretentious places, and it's packed because all the neighborhood people are there and everybody. It's almost like having a little bar, like a pub.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drove my bike, you know, over there. And yeah, I'm not a big wine guy, but I love the ambiance.
Yeah.
We need a tequila bar is what we need. So I want an agave and bench establishment.
Okay.
But that's my request. I can have all these ideas and demands, and you don't see me stepping up.
I was just saying, make it happen, big guy. Come on.
All right, we're going to take another break. We're going to continue walking down downtown with Michael Keaton.
Cheers.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
All right, so we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show, and we have been walking around downtown with Michael Keith, who is the executive director of the Tucson Downtown Partnership. And Michael, so we're coming eastbound on Congress from Saint, and there's what looked like a boarded up establishment, but I don't think it's going to be boarded up for much longer.
No, this is the much anticipated and heralded Pizzeria Bianca from Phoenix.
We'll just say not from Tucson.
All right, yeah, not from Tucson. Well, we can talk about proper here in a minute about how they bypassed Phoenix, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right? Yeah. But in the meantime, this led the movement for craft pizza around the country. It's an award-winning restaurant up there. But anybody that's been there talks about waiting around the block in line for it up in Phoenix.
Wow.
So this is a big-time entry into the culinary walkway that we're creating down here.
Yeah, this is just gorgeous.
Yeah, they're talking. Originally, we were talking November. I think it might be a little later, but that's going to be big news.
So we'll have some Christmas pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
But and you did mention we're standing here at Proper.
Yeah.
And now this used to be. I mean, this was a really cool spot for a while. The Rialto guys, Don Martin and
Scott Seiler.
And Scott had this as sort of a museum spot.
Yeah.
So if people are familiar with this location specifically, it's where they had the Titanic and the King Tut thing. And
the bodies.
And the Mars. Yeah, the body works.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so now it's looks like a restaurant.
Yeah, Proper is it's a beautiful, eclectic restaurant owned by Paul Moore up in Flagstaff. And he and his buddy, who opened Diablo Burger just next door,
very tasty place,
bypassed Phoenix to come to Tucson. So they had money to invest, and they decided they were going to invest in Tucson because of the vibe and everything was happening, and maybe because of the streetcar as well. They saw that as being on the taxes. What's really cool about this, see these windows here?
Yeah.
They're going to fold back like an accordion. You're going to be able to stand outside here on the sidewalk and drink. This is like New Orleans or
I was going to say, yeah. Vegas, you know, you walk, drink on the street.
But look at the decor in this place and combination of light colors and dark colors and very open. And
it's really, and they have, there's a huge wine rack back there.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's actually a private kind of a dining space. If you have a party up to about 12, you can sit back there.
Very nice.
But,
very nice.
Some really nice cocktails. But yeah, beautiful job. And then next door, as you mentioned, is Diablo Burger.
Yeah.
Which is very, these long communal tables and unbelievable burgers and just a relaxed place. And that, this, these places have been packed even through all the summer doldrums. Oh, here's where your butcher shop is going to come.
Oh, nice. So right between Proper and Diablo Burger, we're going to have some tasty meat products.
Yeah. No, the kind of an urban butcher shop with meats and cheeses and put on by the same people, all locally grown for the most part. So this is organic, locally grown and fed places from around southern Arizona and northern Arizona.
That's sweet. Now, you know, we see a lot of that at the farmers market where they have the grass-fed,
beef,
free-range,
yep,
you know, beef and the organic cheeses and such. That's going to be pretty sweet.
Hey, and then right next door tomorrow, we think, I think it is. It's probably... very soon is the Good Oak Bar, and it is an amazing interior. Take a look at this interior.
Well, so is it just because the interior is all oak, or is it because bourbon comes in oak?
No, I think that was the theme. But it's a bar restaurant. It sounds like it's.
You know what you're seeing? It looks like, it doesn't look like it'd possibly be open tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh. Fabulous. We're live taping a show for radio.
Oh, fantastic.
And we're just talking about the concept being so strong. Can you talk a little bit about the reason that you went with this and where's the title come from?
Sure.
So you, just give me your name real quick.
Sure. My name is Derek.
Derek. And yes, you're part of the Good Oak Bar?
That is correct.
All right. So I'm sitting out here looking at the oak theme. And the only, typically oak is the signature flavor enhancer of bourbon. So I'm wondering if this is going to be bourbon themed place or just the wood.
The name derives from what quite a few people think is the most credible theory for the origin of the word Arizona. That Arizona comes from the Basque words for good oak, place of good oak, and that there was an Arizona ranch in southern Arizona which lent its name to the state at statehood, and that was a place where they had Basque sheep herders, and they had a lot of oak. So Good Oak Bar is another way of saying Arizona Bar, but we make it about the natural resources of this place that we call home.
Very nice. Very nice. So you guys are going to be open this week?
Yes.
Very nice. So, Michael, maybe when we're done with this, we'll get a cigar and come back.
Yeah. What? Tell us a little bit about the cuisine, really.
Sure. We're only going to serve Arizona beers and wines on tap. It's just a beer and wine bar.
So all craft beers?
All craft beers, all Arizona beers. And then we will have a local foods-based pub fare from the Diablo Burger Kitchen. So, burger, BLT, shepherd's pie,
ooh,
salad,
shepherd's
soup.
Pie.
All made with ingredients from local farms and local ranches.
I am volunteering myself to be on the
shepherd's
team
pie
that,
tasting.
That
okay. I'll hook you up when you come in.
Yeah, isn't that called the soft opening? You want to be in for that?
Well, focus group.
We're not doing a soft opening. We're doing this whole week. We're going to do a week of what we call preview, which is we're not going to do a full menu. We're going to do our beer cocktails and our wine cocktails, but we'll have all our beers, all our wines, and then we'll give people some tastings from the Diablo Burger menu, from the Good Oak menu.
Perfect. Well, thanks. Appreciate your time.
Sure.
Good luck.
Thank you, Michael.
So, we are continuing. So now we're in front of the Rialto, the famous, world-famous Rialto Theater. And we have seen so many shows. We actually last month we talked with the folks over at Rialto.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really anchored downtown, the east side of downtown, along with the Hotel Congress for the last 10 years. But what a great job of programming they do. Everything from some really, really out there stuff to really traditional singer-songwriter types and everything in between. I've seen a lot of really good events there now, but hey, check this out.
Well, no, I was saying, you know, that's like an iconic anchor,
yes.
But you have a brand new anchor sort of sitting on the far east side of downtown now.
So here we are on the corner of Congress and Tool, basically, and 4th, and we're looking at the two student housing complexes, the one over the garage where we were talking about the artwork and the restaurants that are going in over there. But this one right next to the Rialto also has three restaurants coming in here. Well, World of Beers isn't a restaurant. What's that combination? World of Beers and 456 students living above it. Next to that is Geo Taco.
Well, and a safe trolley to take them over.
Yeah, a safe trolley, yeah, to take them without driving a vehicle. But Geo Taco next door, which is going to punch a hole through the block wall so they can slide tacos directly over to the kids that are in front of the pool on the other side of the wall.
That is sweet.
And then I think Maze Kitchens is opening a place, a breakfast place here too. So you cannot believe the inside of this building. Not only is the pool area striking in itself, but there's room after room of activities in case, you know, you need a break from
studying,
from drinking and eating.
I thought I'd be more noble and say study.
Yeah, then you can go in. There's the requisite foosball and pool tables, but then there's a Wii screen the size of a drive-in theater where you can play 18 rounds of golf in front of without moving your feet. There are all kinds of interactive screens, big screen TVs, theaters. There's a sauna, there's tanning booths. I mean, this is a whole another definition of college life than I had.
And, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I remember, you know, our social activities revolved around student union.
Yeah.
And that was
lower level.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you go in and get the bean tostada because it was 39 cents and they put all that lettuce on top of it.
Yeah, fill you up.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. So now we're on the far east end of Congress Street. We're looking at the historic train depot. You have Maynard's Kitchen over there. They still have there's another shop.
Yeah, there's a market in there, and I think they are realizing that the demographics are changing quickly down here. So they're redoing that market completely. It's going to be more like a deli with takeout food. You can get meatloafs and chickens to go and sandwiches, and they're setting up tables in there. They're still going to sell beer on tap in there. Not that they are now. They're going to put in beer on tap or takeout, and I think that they're looking at this increase of people moving down here because, remember, the old Army Park Senior Center?
Right.
That's housing. And that's going to open up next month, and there's another 200 people moving in there.
Now, is that going to be for seniors, or is it going to be market?
No, just market rate housing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
And then Ross Rolney, who owns the Tiburon Apartments just over by off of Broadway and 5th, he's going to condoize these 53 units.
And this is all market stuff.
Yeah. And this is these are studio and one bedrooms, and you put 20% down and you're in for payments on owning something downtown at $650 to $850 a month, maybe.
Wow.
They haven't set the prices yet, but somewhere in that range.
That's crazy.
It's getting crazy good down here.
Yeah, I'll break my rules. Let's talk about Phoenix for a second, because I know that when they did their downtown revitalization, that all of a sudden all the property values just skyrocketed.
Right.
And you had to be pretty wealthy to live downtown. Now, the prices are going up here a little bit.
A little bit.
But you don't have to be Donald Trump to enjoy a lifestyle down in Tucson.
You don't, and we still have the lowest rental rates of any major city in the West in Tucson. That's going to keep the prices down there for a while. But the two groups that are driving downtowns, millennials and young professionals and baby boomers, they're different products for each of those groups.
And they're all here.
Yeah, if you've sold your house in the foothills and you want culture, convenience, community, car-free lifestyle, you don't mind paying $1,300-$1,400 a month for a luxury apartment with security and parking and storage and all that, a balcony overlooking the Catalinas, that's a steal.
Not only the Catalinas, but also the Tucson Mountains,
yeah,
and if you get the right angle,
yeah,
you know, look all the way, all
yeah,
the way around.
The ones that are on the other side of that complex I'm moving into are going to watch fireworks every 4th of July from their balconies.
And that's worth the price alone right there.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes. Last words about what's going on down here?
I think we need housing. We need a lot more of it, and we need a lot of different types of housing. Workforce housing, young professional housing, baby boomer housing. We need things for sale. We passed a realty place on the way down. They say they have 2, 3, 4 people every week that walk in and say, I want to buy a condo. Where are they? What can I buy? You know, they're just, that market hasn't been met yet. The rental market is just starting. So I think we're going to put a lot of emphasis on it in discussions this year. If Ron Sand Transit Center goes, like we talked about, there could be 1,000 housing units in there alone of every different type. So that's the next big thing, I think. We'll probably be out of retail space by the middle of next year, believe it or not, until something new gets built.
Wow.
So, I mean, that, who would ever thought that that would have happened? But
I know. I mean,
there aren't that many spaces left to rent.
The desert, the downtown desert that used to exist, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not even the same place.
Yeah. I mean, all the boarded up units are gone. They're all back in service, and it's quite a cross section of people. You've got every type, and people should not be afraid of coming down here. This is the easiest place to come. I mean, it's nothing like Phoenix or LA or any of those cities. It's so simple to get in and out of here.
And it's incredibly family friendly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, there, you still get
festivals and events.
Yeah.
And familias are everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you still get, you know, the colorful characters that I like to call, you know, that inhabit any downtown.
Little urban theater.
Yeah, but you know, you should feel completely comfortable bringing your family down, spending a day, living down here.
This got the lowest crime rate of any zip code in the city.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows that, no.
It's like 15,000 parking spaces.
Yeah.
It's like the lowest crime, plenty of parking, lots of fun on a regular basis. And Michael, appreciate the time you've taken to walk down around downtown with us.
What a pleasure.
And we're going to give away a dozen roses to the first person who sends me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com and tells us what their favorite restaurant is along Congress Street. We'll get a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist. And folks, get out and meet your neighbors. Enjoy what is the Old Pueblo, one of the greatest places in the world. And we'll catch you next week on the Fred and Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good-